USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After denying the American people sovereignty with the wall at the U.S.-Mexico border, President Biden is installing a fence encircling his Delaware home. The cost you and I are paying is nearly $500,000. The NFL and Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson settled on an 11-game suspension for his inappropriate behavior towards massage therapists. Foot Locker named Ulta Beauty Incorporated Chief Executive Mary Dillon as its next CEO, succeeding Richard Johnson, who is retiring. Ken Malden, who was jolted last weekend after his wife was screaming in their Steamboat Springs, Colorado home, "There's a bear in the house." Their three children were sleeping, one floor below. Ken grabbed a .40 caliber pistol and unloaded it as the massive bear got within 5 feet of him and died. Colorado has about 12,000 bears, and break-ins aren't uncommon. USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Apple has announced security threats.
Apple has disclosed serious security vulnerabilities for iPhones, iPads, and Mac that could potentially allow attackers to take complete control of these devices. Apple's explanation of the vulnerability means a hacker could get full admin access to the device that would allow intruders to impersonate the device's owner and subsequently run any software in their name. Security experts have advised users to update affected devices. Apple did not say in the report how, where, or by whom the vulnerabilities were discovered. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
A solar storm sparked a shimmering aurora visible in space. NASA astronaut Bob Hines caught the aurora on camera on the International Space Station Wednesday following a moderate solar outburst. You can look for that online. USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The Biden administration open border policy continues to flood America with illegal immigrants from around the world. Not only are they getting free money to come here from non-government organizations, plus the strain on America's power grid must handle the millions and millions of people illegally in this country. With all the violence and crime in New York City, Mayor Adams' focus is on Texas Governor Greg Abbott for busing people to the Big Apple. Governor Abbott on ABC News.
He didn't say that to President Biden when President Biden was flying people from Texas to New York. And so he's really nothing more than a hypocrite. He's playing politics with all of this. He's also being a hypocrite because New York City is a self-declared sanctuary city. And so why he's ever complaining for one moment about these people being bused into a city goes against his own self-declaration of being a sanctuary city.
We know more about a South Florida man who died after eating raw oysters last month at the Rustic Inn Crab House in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The autopsy revealed Rocky Pinckney had several drugs in his system, including fentanyl, cocaine, cannabis, oxycodone, and opiates, according to the medical examiner's report. NASCAR racing is in Watkins Glen, New York this weekend. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.